Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. I must have my phone on mute. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, we call on you tonight, God. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Save, deliver, and set free. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to give your name the glory. We're going to give your name the honor, and we're going to give your name the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, amen. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your holy name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I give God all of the praise, all of the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we just thank and praise our God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For just being real all by himself. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we just give honor and praise God to God tonight. I'm sorry about that. I had my phone on mute. You know, but God, to God be all the glory, because the enemy is already defeated anyway. Anyway, he's already defeated. So we just, you know, just pray and thank God. Even for the one calling in, we just thank, praise God. Because like I said, you know, you have to be faithful to God. It's all about him. It is all about him. You have to be faithful to him. And I thank God for this opportunity tonight, because I promised the Lord I will go. I will do what he say go. You know, do what he say do and go where he say go. I remember some years back, and I was told that sometimes you have to go alone. I didn't know what it meant at that time. But, you know, as you grow in the Lord and you spend time in God, you find out what it is. But you call when I stand before him. He's going to ask me about me, not nobody else. And I want to be able to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I have done what he has called me to do. You know, so I thank God for that tonight, you know, and like I said, for all he's going to do. And I just want to encourage people. It's a time now to really, really get serious. You know, the Bible tells us to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And I'm really, really seeking the Lord about my own life and trying to stay on board and stay, you know, stay in line with him. Because like I said, when we stand before him, we're going to stand before him for ourselves. So I thank and I praise God, God for that. You know, we just have to keep on pushing, keep on going. You know, I had a lot of knocks down and a lot of different things has gone on, you know, recently and lately. But I know any time that God's really had a calling on your life and really going to use you, all of those are part of the things that the enemy does. But guess what? He lost from the beginning. We still have the victory. So when I don't get any fights in the background, then I have to go before God and question my own walk, my own life, because something is amiss on my end. You know, so I thank and praise God, you know, and I thank and praise God that when he said a long time ago, you know, there will be people never understand you or like you. We have to get to the place that we're going to be real. The devil, he's not going to like that. Those that lick it and lap up, there's something wrong. It's something wrong, but I just want to encourage people tonight, you know, to get closer to the Lord. And I am going to bring the word, and anybody call in, you know, and to put their hands up and you click on one. We'll pray with them, whatever the Lord say do, we'll do that, you know. But if not, in the meantime, I'll just bring the word, because I want to show God my faithfulness. I really do. I want to show him my faith. I want to show him it's not about people with me, but it's about pleasing him. Because God got his number. If you stay faithful, he said, be faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. And so I learned that with the Lord. You know, I don't worry about the crowd. I don't worry about this, that, and the other. I just only want to know, Lord, help me to please you. But I'm going to be coming from the third chapter of Colossians. And I'm going to speak some on that, you know, and bring it forth. You know, it's talking about renewing in the knowledge. And based in the knowledge, like we have become a born-again Christian, or we might say regenerated Christian, you know, regenerated, generation of people that mean born again of the Spirit of God. We're supposed to have a renewed mind. Our mind's supposed to be renewed to the Word of God. We're really supposed to have, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, it's also in Christ Jesus. So we really have to renew our mind. And this is why so many times people don't understand other people, that God, their mind is renewed. And those that happen, they don't understand even what that person say. And this is why I try to tell people, don't waste your time trying to make other people understand spiritual things when they're not spiritual. I don't care if they call themselves spiritual, but you can know by their talk that they're not. And I'm not talking about those that like to get around, you know, other people, and they know all the Bible. But then again, at other times, they don't understand nothing you're saying because their mind has not been renewed. And they really, to be honest with you, quoting Scripture, they have not been regenerated. I mean, they have not been born again. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. So it's a waste of time. And the Bible tells us, you know, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. It told us don't cast your pearls amongst the swine. You know, you're giving people spiritual truth. They're walking all over, they're trampling all over him. People got to argue with you and debate with you about the word. And, well, I don't this and I don't that. You know, that should tell you right there you're talking to the wrong people. And that's the time God tell us to shut up, because he has gotten on me, you know, over the last, I guess, last 2 years especially, and telling me, you know, and sending word to me by prophets telling me to stop. Because you're giving that which is holy to dogs. And they was his people. They weren't the world people. He said, you're casting your pearls on my smile. You're giving people spiritual truth, or they won't accept it. You know, so we have to learn sometimes. Like I said, and the Lord really, really got on me. You know, I don't know where people get that thing from. The Lord won't get on you. He won't reprove you. He won't correct you. You know, he correct those he loves, and those he don't, he call them bastards. And he have done that to me through other people, as well as through the word. You know, I'm thinking I'm trying to help people. But if they got to go like that, you can't help them, because you really, they don't even hear what you're saying, you know. And so we have to learn to what we go through. But they say, if ye then be risen with Christ Jesus, we've been born again. He says, seek those things which are above. Seek for the heavenly things. Seek for the spiritual things. It didn't tell us to seek for the things of the world. If we've been born again, now, when people claim to be born again, they say it's seeking and lusting after the things of this world. Then the new man is not operating and working in their life. Because the Bible tells us, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You know, and sometimes because of being carnal-minded and unregenerated, people say, but if I don't seek for those things, God may think I don't want them. Let me tell you, we serve an all-wise God. He would never tell us in the Scripture, seek for those things above, if he didn't know that he was going to give us those things that we need down here. You can't not put those things first on your heart, because basically what it is, it's like an hour. We lust after the things of this world. God knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what he got to give us in order for us to do what he wants to do and even be able to live in this land. Because Scripture also tells us to seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all other things going to be added. So through that, what he taught me, when I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, I don't have to pray for the other things, because they will come, the things of this earth. I don't have to pray for them. They'll come in their season. So I been stopped a long time ago praying for, you know, for the things of this world, you know, seeking for those things. I seek to get higher in God. I seek to get stronger in God. I seek to know his face. Lord, show me you. I'm hungry and thirsting after you. If I get you, then you got all knowledge, all wisdom, all eyes, everything. You see and knows everything. So if I get you, then those things will be imparted into me. So I don't have to go and pray for those things. But it says, set your affection, set your passion, be devoted, your mind or your fondness. It says, set your affection on things above, on spiritual things, on heavenly things. This is why a lot of time with me, when I'm sitting around, I'm either reading, praying, or either when I'm talking to people, it's always about the Lord. The Lord, this is Jesus, this is Jesus, this is Jesus. Keeping my mind elevated. on the Lord, not even on what's going on with me, what's going on around. A lot of times people call me and tell me about what's going on like I don't know. I know, but I don't focus on those things. If he reveals something to me for me to pray about, I do that. I will obey him on that. But this is sit up and constantly keep breast up. I don't do that. Because if I did that, with the things that the Lord had permitted me to go through to strip me, I would be dead or either be walked away from God. Because if your mind is not the only thing to God when you're going through them and you've been attacked by people, you will fail. You will fall. And sometimes you end up being, your mind will go bad. You end up wanting to hurt somebody. So if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, your mind won't focus on all the hurts and the pain that people try to put you through because they don't want to live right. That's just a part of the package. They did it when Jesus was walking earth, and they're doing it now. They're doing it now, So those attacks are going to come. That's part of, part of the package. It's, I'm going to read that again. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead. That means that what has happened when we have been born again, we are supposed to be dead to those things. We will be dead to sin. Because we're in the world, but not out of the world. Those things shouldn't even affect us. He said, your life, meaning the Zoe life, the highest element of life, it is not your breath of life, but the Zoe life, the life of Christ, that when we have been born again, is hid with Christ in God. It's hid. So we have to realize that in the life that we're supposed to be seeking for, is really, we already have the breath of life. It's the Zoe life, the life of Christ. So many of God people is living beneath where God intends. So they think abundance, the abundant life that God is talking about, they think it's just about stuff and things. That's in every area of our life. We should be so happy, so healthy, and blessed otherwise, doing the work of God, being able to give and bless other people, not the lust of my own self, that people have to come to us and ask, why are you so blessed? You don't work. Your body, you look healthy. What? And then we can tell them it's Jesus. You won't have to even ask them if they say. I don't ask people if they say. I go to people who God tell me, and if I go to them, I know their state already. Because the Holy Spirit will let you know. But they be in a light and come up and say, there's something different about your life. What is it? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. They see me never borrowing, they see me whatever it is. That's what it means by being a witness. A witness is not just somebody running and telling somebody about the Lord, about the Bible, about this. But you're a person. Because of the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, it said dunamis power come, that power, enablement power come, to be witness. The witness is not talking about just talking and telling people, but they can look at you and tell that person got Christ living in them. The attitude, the action, signs of wonder following. A lot of time I talk to the Lord and I tell the Lord, I said, the Bible says signs of wonder for the follow believer. So if I'm what you call a believer, then signs of wonder to be following me. If signs of wonder is not following, when I'm preaching, teaching, praying, whatever it is, that's my very presence, then God, I need to get on my face and ask you to do what you need to do with me so I can be a light to a dying world. I can be salt to the world. And so one thing with me, I try to be honest with the Lord about, even about my own walk, I know for Scripture says what to happen. And if it's not happening, I don't trick and fool myself. I say, well, Lord, maybe I am not the believer you call a believer. Because a believer is somebody that believes all of God's word, every bit of it. I don't care the part not just about the blessing, but the part about what he reproved, rebuked, correct, all of it. If he, whatever he say, they take his word and they believe it, if it's for them or someone else. But a renewed mind to the word of God and to him, that is the way they believe. That's the way they see it. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, with me, I try to live the life of the kingdom, spiritual life. And everything I look at it in a spiritual sense, not as in the world sense. So there, people say, well, you're on. Yes, I do understand. My focus has changed because my mind has been renewed. Yes, I have to work on it and keep it renewed. All the time, not some of the time, so that I can think the way Christ thinks. I can look at things the way he looks at things. Because we can't go anywhere in the Bible and find where Christ was looking at things the way I listen to the way a Christian be talking today. He never looked at anything, even with his going to the cross. He knew he had to go. He knew that was a part of his calling. Just like scripture let us know, a part of what we have to do is go to a figuratively cross, too, to die to our flesh, to become a spirit. But every time he takes us to the cross and puts us on that cross and let people start to nailing them nails in, we get to screaming and hollering and praying and asking people, pray for me to come out of this. Pray, I don't want to go through it because people are messing with me. They shouldn't be bothering me. Well, I mean, study scripture. Because that hollering, that screaming is what he's trying to kill. Because I know I was the type of person in the world. You push my button, and I didn't bother with it. You push my button. I was going to say something. But see, he had to put me on a figurative cross. And he told me he was going to cleave my tongue to the roof of my mouth. And I didn't know at the time what he meant because I hadn't grown, really. I had been in the Lord for a few years, but I hadn't grown as much as I needed to. And I said, Lord, what are you going to do? You going to let me, something happen to me, mess up my mouth? But that wasn't what it was. He allowed a situation where somebody came against me and was running their mouth. I was getting ready to say something, not really lay them out like I used to do. But no word wouldn't come out of my mouth. He cleaved my tongue to the roof of my mouth. That's what he meant. He said, the battle ain't yours, it's mine. And tears come out of my eyes, and I wasn't going to never let you see me cry. But I'm telling you, being truly born again, being truly renewed in your spirit, having a real Holy Spirit, it will humble you down. Sometimes people think you're being weak and stupid. No, you're not. If they're going to call us that, then they have to call Jesus that. But we are not supposed to try to fight our battle anymore. Because when you're digging with me, a person, I know I belong to Christ. If ain't nobody digging at me, then I know the devil got me back. Some kind of way he done got a hook and hold on me. But the scriptures say, let me go back and read, they say, when Christ, who is our life, Christ is our life. The scripture, Christ is our absolute life. When we get the Holy Spirit in us, which is the same thing as Christ. That's what real life is about. It's not the breathing part that we do. But that life, that new man, that new person, that new way of thinking, that new way of doing, that new way of looking at things, that new way of accepting things, that joy, that peace, everything that Jesus Christ is, that we are. He said, but when he shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory, in splendor, in the heavens, and the weighty. You know, then people should be able to see that glory on us. Not because I put some olive oils on my face and anoint myself like that. But they'll see that sparkle, that glow. Because I can tell also when people are not really born again when they say they are. Because if you in their presence, it's a darkness. Not because they're dark skinned, a dark color. They could be that too. But it's, you can see the sin still in their heart. And you can see that they have not truly been born again, even though they think they are. Because they really quoted Romans 10:9-10. Let's not say that when you quote that you are saved. It has to be in your heart. When the word gets in your heart, it makes a total change. I can tell I have led people to the Lord, and the minute coming, it's just like the countenance change. Tears begin to flow because it really came, and it really meant it in their heart. So we have to realize this is what we have to do. But anyway, he said mortify. Mortify means that it's for us. You don't pray to ask God to mortify your body, your flesh. He tells us to mortify, therefore, your members, which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, anything morally, impurely, you know, he tells us you stop doing it. In order to affection, your rest is the strong passion for stuff. You know, our mind sometimes. Sometimes what I've seen people mind, I mean, they just got their mind on stuff, consistently. Emotion, they get upset in a heartbeat. The Bible says you mortify those. You the one do it. Because if the Holy Ghost in you, real Holy Ghost in you, And the enemy, and I know what I'm talking about because, you know, by having the Holy Ghost, there are when people try to make me angry, try to make me mad the old way. But I don't give in to it because the Holy Spirit controls that, constrains that. Because that's why I say in the Word all the time. I keep the Word. Good, bad, or indifferent. But it say, fornication and cleanse in order of flesh, even concupiscence. And I tell the testimony on another program sometime. Some years back, I was asking the Lord for something. I don't know what it was. It wasn't nothing streetwide or nothing like that. But it's something I wanted in my life at that time. I heard the word concupiscence. And I made the statement, what is that? I don't even know what that is. But the Lord allowed me to go and find, I had several dictionaries. But the Lord allowed me to go and find a dictionary. And in this dictionary, what it had in there was designed to have something that God would not have you to have. So I said to myself, I said, what could that be? Because I hear these Christians telling me, anything you ask the Lord, anything you want, just ask him, he'll give it to you. But you know, what I found out with the Lord, in certain seasons in your life, you don't need certain things. So evidently, I had to be asking for something out of the season. And God was telling me, and that's why he sent me to that particular dictionary to look it up, to find out that it was whatever I was asking him by the time, it was something he would not have me to have. And the scripture tells us also anyway in over there in 1 John, even when we pray, he said, if it's in God's sovereign will, we have to petition. Some things is not in God's sovereign will for us or people. It could be the season. If the Lord is taking a person through a faith walk, a lot of time at that season, he won't give them an overflow of finances. A lot of times he won't give it. He could have it for them because he's trying to teach them how to trust him. Sometimes he'll let them get laid off from a job. Sometimes everywhere they go, you know, I listen to people a lot of times when they ask them a prayer. And everywhere they go, got the door closed. But they think it's man closing the door. And they don't discern. God is closing that. This time I'm trying to get you to trust totally me, rely on me, in me. And then when the right time, if I choose to let you a door open, I will open it up. I had to tell someone recently, and they've been praying about a job for the last 3 or 4 years. And I told them, have you not understood or discerned? If you've been praying that long and had people praying, and God still has not allowed you to get a job, it's because he don't want you to have one. That's what it is. He don't want you to have one. So, you know, we have to learn how to discern what God is doing at that time. That's what we have to do. But people don't, you know, they keep praying years and years and years about the same thing. But, you know, I have came to a place in God, and I thank God for what he carried me to. I trust God so. I don't be begging him over and over about the same thing. And not only that, if he tell me to do spiritual warfare because something is hindering and holding up, I would do that. But begging him, but Lord, when you going to do it? Lord, you haven't done it. You know, I don't do that. And really, for people's reason, now, people get mad with me. But if you don't ask him for it, and you going to keep asking him, if he hadn't done it yet, praise him, thank him for it till it come. Because sometimes because of people have not been renewed in their mind, you know, and what you call it, and they have not been regenerated in their thinking. But God must hear me. Don't he know I need it? It's all John. Let me tell you one thing, what I learned about the Lord. In the time when I was in the world, I thought in the natural that was a need. It was in the natural. But God was saying in the spirit, it's not no need. It's not a need because I can do whatever I want to do in that situation. So we take scripture out of context and use them, because I use that Philippian script about he supply all your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody need no money. You know, we got to start to rightly divide the word of truth. We got to rightly understand what God is saying and what he's doing in your life, my life, somebody else's life. We got to discern from the spirit, even when people ask us to pray or whatever, you know, whatever. And, you know, sometimes we have to tell them, you know, just give me a minute. Let me just seek the Lord. That's how he want me to, you know, want me to come before him with this. Then I need to discern if he's taking you through a walk of faith or some other things he's doing or whatever he's doing, and then let the Holy Spirit pray accordingly. That's why I thank God for training me how to pray for my inner man and not my head or my memories. Because a lot of time, a lot of these things that we are doing, and we work on it, people messing their own life up, and sometimes we are. But anyway, the other one is covetousness. Sometimes people desire to have more than what they really need, and which is a lust, too. It's a passion, just like it was by concupiscence. And the lust, you can never, never satisfy a lust. I don't care what kind it is. If it's food, if it's clothes, if it's money, if it's sex, whatever it is, the more you get, the more it wants. That's wants. That's why it has to be a deliverance. That's why it has to be a thing that we have to choose to bring under suggestion. And the thoughts and the things come out of our mind, I refuse. Let me think about Jesus. Let me think about Jesus. Because I've been told, they turn to around, you're to my Jesus. You're to my Jesus. What do you think I'm going to talk about? That's my life. That's who went on the cross for me. Other things than other people did. He did. But the Bible say this. You know, you hear people preaching, tell somebody about their believers. And it's one scripture do say that about, oh, we're not appointed to wrath, but it didn't say we wouldn't have wrath. Because if we operate in any of these things, this is what the sixth verse say. For which things say, the wrath of God comes from the children of disobedience. He's called them the children of disobedience. And I mean, I hear so much teaching, so much wrong stuff that people telling people. People think it's all right. It's, no, it's up. God understand. We all. No, ain't no we all. Nothing. That is consequence. So if I operate in any of these things and don't mortify my members myself, the wrath of God will come on me, and I am being disobedient according to the word of God. Because I'm not doing what he said do. He said mortify. So mortify those things. And even going back in Romans, it's about the deeds, the work, the things that we do, we are to mortify. And people ask, you know, people, well, pray for me that the Lord will help me to mortify. No, he has already told you and given you the power. You have to take the initiative. I'm not going to do this. I'm not, Lord Jesus. Because there are many ways we can disobey God. Many different ways. People only look at one way, and that's the things in the street. People in the street are supposed to sin. He's talking about the believers of the church world, whatever we want to call them. This is who he's talking about. But he says in this word, the seventh verse saved, and this is Colossians 3 and 7, in thee, which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in there. What does that mean? When I was a sinner, was not born again, was not regenerated, whatever terminology we want to use. That's when I walk like that. But now that I'm in Christ and born again, I'm not supposed to be still operating like that. This is why I will tell people in a heartbeat, when you're getting on the sinners by doing any of them things, then you're wrong for doing that, because he said when they had once walked in them things, and that's basically when they was not born again. But now that you're born again, that is when he required that you should not live that same way you lived then. Because the new man is on the inside. The Holy Spirit is abiding on the inside. So this is why a lot of people in the world feel guilty, because the church world will make them feel guilty about being a sinner, walking in sin. But once they get born again or get regenerated, whatever terminology we want to use, that is when the Holy Spirit will get to reprove, correct people when they see it. You say you were born again Christian. Now, I'm talking about when the Lord tells us to do it. I'm not talking about I don't walk up to people and just do that. I don't care what I see them doing. If the Holy Spirit don't deal with me, mess with me, I don't bother with them. But if he deal with me, then I have to do that. You say you're born again. You say you know Christ. But here you still operating with some of the things. Here you still operating getting mad. Here you still operating with getting offended. You still operating with lusting after stuff instead of lusting after Jesus, the Holy Spirit, either way you want to do it. But he said, but now you also put off all of these anger, wrath, malice, blaspheming, filthy communication out of your mouth. You know, I see this in the body of Christ a lot. I've seen people name the name of Christ get so upset about you when you talk about the word. I've seen the eyes turn red. Demon. So that is demon. I said, well, you know, they said, but Jesus got anger. But not, he was a righteous indignation. It wasn't because somebody was saying something to him or correcting him or whatever. It wasn't that. Malice. People hold stuff in your heart. I mean, I've talked to people 2 or 3 weeks later, you know, because when I talk, I'm talking about the Lord. I'm not even talking against people or throwing rocks. I never did do that in the world. I said what I had to say. And 2 or 3 weeks later, they throw it back in your face. Christians, I'm not talking about the world people. So they cannot be truly born again. Because when a new man is in there, the new man will have you taking stuff for, he have you doing stuff back to people. I know what he'll have many do. I have one at a time, Lord knows I have. The Lord, the Holy Ghost, let me loose so I can go ahead and say something. And with nothing come out of my mouth. It constrained me from coming in defense of myself. You wouldn't even allow me to even let people see that what they said was hurting me and offended me. Because then the devil, when he see that, oh, he got a play day. I used to hear people say this, don't let the devil see you sweat. I didn't know what they was talking about at the time. You can't allow the enemy in people to think, as some people say, got your goat. Let them think they done got away, because guess what? When the right time comes, God's going to take care of. But see, all of that comes from allowing, modifying the deeds, crucifying all sorts of flesh and all that stuff, and then growing in the spirit, which it does take time. Because every so often, the enemy going to come back and try to get your goat again. But if God permits it, to see if you're still dead. It said, I said, it fits communication out of my mouth. Okay, getting to that, I hear so many Christians saying I'm a slang curse word. I've heard people say it over there. Curse word. Fits of communication. I hear people talk, Christians talk sexual. Out of my, not just talking normal, but, I mean, they get nasty with it. The Bible says in the book of James, don't let no fixed communication come out of your mouth. Bitter and sweet can't come out the same fountain. Can't come out the same fountain. So God is calling for the body of Christ to clean up. If we clean up, we can help the people out in the world. That's what we can do. And it says, let not one to, let me see, two, come out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deed. See, all this stuff is the old man. I know Christians a lie to you in a heartbeat and think nothing of it. And I'm saying, God, how in the world if people say they got the real Holy Ghost? Don't feel convicted by the lie. When you said in your word, a lie, you're going to have to part in the lake of fire. Lord, don't allow me. But one thing, like I said in the world, don't be not in like lying. I'm not saying I never lie. Because you have to keep up with your lies. And at the time, I just felt like I was going to miss something I had to do to be telling a person one lie. I'll either tell you what I want to tell you about me, or I tell you it's none of your business. But to say a lie, to say I wasn't doing it, because I know sooner or later, they're going to come back around, and they're going to try to test you and try you with that. You know, so I never liked that. But anyway, the Bible says, and have put on the new man. So the old man and his deeds are supposed to be dead. This is why I see it's talking about believers. It's talking about believers. It's not talking about the world people. So I have put off the old man and all his deeds and the things that I used to do. Now I put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's Jesus Christ. So now that I got the new man on, I'm not supposed to be operating in none of those things. at all. This is what I'm not supposed to be doing. And this is what people are doing, you know, and this is why we cannot help change the world like this there. Because darkness and light don't mix. If light was to be shining bright in the lives of God's people, it wouldn't be as much junk going on out there, you know, because the reason the world people are doing, because the church people are doing it. From the pulpit all the way down to the front door. Not just the pastors and the leaders, but church pews too. The darkness in the bed, you know what's going on. So we got on the new man and that, you know, the image after Christ, and that's how we ought to live. We ought to live like that. The Bible says, for there is neither Greek nor Jews, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, born nor free, but Christ is all in all. I don't care who there is, what there is, if Christ is in them, just like it's my male and female, you know, there's no, you know, in Christ, especially when it comes down to the work of Christ. We're all in all. It's the Spirit of God that's operating in people. That's what it's the Spirit of God. Is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy, meaning consecrated and set apart, and beloved, bowels of mercy, have, you know, put on mercy for people, whoever they is, put on mercy. I don't care if you got shortcomings or whatever, be merciful to them like Jesus was to us. I see people, you know, they're supposed to change, and see somebody that's doing the same thing that they've done, or abortion, whatever it is. I mean, they hard on them. It's just like they never, just like God had no mercy on them. I'm not talking about compromising with people. I'm not talking about compromising with people. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about, you know, they be hard on them. He knows what they're doing. Just like he knows what I was doing when I was out there. But it's a mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Long-suffering, which is, you know, some of these things is the fruit of the Spirit. Some of us are not long-suffering people, but we forget when. I tell people a lot of times, you know, that I hear them throwing rocks at people. And I tell them, I said, look, do you remember when? When you was out there. Remember God sending people to you. Remember he letting you hear the word. Remember how he dealing with you. You telling God no. You got to do this. You got to do that. He had mercy on you. So the Christ in me or anyone else going to have the same mercy with people. Because some people don't get over things as much as quick as other people do. Some people just can't catch it as quick as other people catch it. Some people's thing is so deep, buried deep in them, and it comes from a root cause until that root come out. They can't just stop doing what it is. And that's online and everything else. They can't. So there's a root cause that person is trying to minister to them have not discerned from the Holy Ghost where that root came from, and then know how to get it out. And then when they get it out, the fruit's going to drop off. The fruit's going to drop off. You cannot tell people you need to stop drinking, you need to stop cussing, you need to stop doing this, and you need to stop doing that. You need to discern. Lord, show me where this same thing come from. Show me the root of it. Because if I get to the root, the fruit's going to stop. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. The Bible says forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And I'm talking about just forgiving one another, not talking about, but I forgive them, then hold it in your heart. They say something again, or either somebody else say something again. You got to totally let go. My pastor one time used to tell me, she told me, she said, the Lord would tell her every so often to go and tell people, said, I'm sorry for anything I ever done to you. Not if I done anything. She said, no, he didn't tell her to do that. She said, a lot of times she hadn't done anything, but to keep her prayer channel open, she would obey the Lord. To keep her pathway open to the Lord, she would obey the Lord. But it say, and if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I see so many believers that like to quarrel back and forth, having contention, arguments, debating with the word of God, with the ways of God. That's not of God. we got to be so very, very careful. So very, very careful is our own walk. Our own walk. It said, and above all these things, put on charity, which is love, which is the bond of perfection. So if I got love, real love out of my heart, and I have to have Jesus for that because he is love, then the bond of perfection is operating in my life. Because the Bible tells me, even if I hate a brother or a sister, what the Bible means, that it's my mankind, then I'm still a murderer, whether I ever took a gun out and shot him anyway. And murders don't have no part in the kingdom of God. Not at all. So there's so many different avenues and so many different ways that somehow the body of Christ, we're coming up short. Because we're so worried about the world people, what they're doing. But I believe in my heart, if I really get like the Lord wants me to, my life going to be a light. And just the very presence of God on me, when I go amongst, we're going to change you. Because light, when light shows up, darkness has to disappear. Everybody, Jesus showed up, darkness has to get out the way or get delivered. And it says, and let the peace of God, not my peace, rule in your heart. To thee, which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And let the word of God, Christ, dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do to the word of these, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything you do, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Everything we do, I don't care who you do it for, what you do it for, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. The scripture. Everything. Because whatever I'm doing for somebody else, is that if I'm doing it to him. So I got to give it my best. This is why I'm so very careful about my life. I'm so careful about what I do. And what's going to, if you're going to offend the Spirit of God or me, I will not do it with his help. It doesn't make any difference what nobody else thinks. I didn't think. But if the conviction comes in you, I can tell you, well, okay, it's all right, but if conviction comes in you, don't dare do it. Because the Holy Ghost in you telling you not to go. What's okay with man is not okay with you. We got to be so very, very careful about what we do. How we do, because we're representative of Christ. We're representative of Christ. We put be a light to a dying world. I see so much stuff that go on. I see so much, even out there in the body of Christ, so much respected person. That's sin. I'm supposed to love one like I love the other. We may be different. We may be different gifting. But that ain't got nothing to do with the love of Christ. Nothing. I got to still show my love. Still show it. I was telling someone the other day, I told him, I'm going to tell you something about me. I don't care what nobody do, what they say. But if God tells me, you do this for them or you do that for them, I'm intending to do it because to please him. I don't worry about other people because I don't care. Look what they did to Jesus. Have he changed? Look what I did to him when I was a sinner. He ain't changed toward me. He ain't changed toward me. But I thank and praise God for the word. No one else ever to call and put their hands up. But I thank God for going head on with the world and the word of God. And what's going to thank God for the one that did call in. You know, and I thank God for that. And I bless you in the name of Jesus. You know, and I just pray because of the God will just add to your life in a mighty way. Because even it's a given. It's a seed sowing. So, you know, the Lord tells in the world, you know, even to give a prophet a glass of water. But, it, you know, the terminology would mean it's actually a servant. I'm going to just say servant because it all means the same thing. He will give that person the reward that he will give that person. You know, and I just pray that blessing. I speak that blessing in the name of Jesus. you know, because we got to love one another. We got to love one another, you know, and that's what we gotta do. And really, what you're doing, we support the kingdom of God. That's exactly what it is. We support the kingdom of God, because we work for one boss. One boss. That's what we work for. One boss. But I see at the last minute, I don't know what I got. One call. We want somebody to put their hand up. So let me get them. I got a couple of minutes. What you got? 251-342. I can get you in on a prayer or whatever, because I poor business. But to God be the glory.
Pray.
Thank you, Lord. Just, Lord, we just thank you right now for Latrice, Lord God. Lord, we just hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Lord, we just speak the blessing of God upon her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against the enemy. We break his power right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for going before her. Make the crooked way straight, Father, and everything that you have called her to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because of what you called her to do, Lord. Bless what she put her hands to, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to give her supernatural knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for what you have said you're going to do in her life, God. We're not going to ask you to do it, God, because you already said it. We're going to stand in agreement. We're going to call it forth right now in the name of Jesus, because you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Hath you said and shall you not do. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we count it done right now in the era of her life. Lord, we thank you for the joy of the Lord, for her strength. I ask you to hit her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her
thank
a shout.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. A
thank
shout
Lord.
And a praise. Hallelujah, God. That's Lord, because she had to wonder about her own self. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, wake her up with that praise in her belly. Don't let her rest
thank
until she get it out, God. And as you get it out, Father God, we thank you for the windows of heaven. Being, oh, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for protection, God. Thank you for how you kept her, God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're getting ready to do. And we call it forth, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Ooh, girl, hallelujah. God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Glory, 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 glory. And I do pray, and I mean it from my heart, that the praise of God will hit you in your belly. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And come up out, hallelujah. And tear down the walls and the things that Satan has tried to build up. I'm not going to say build up. He tried to build them up. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we decree it. But I can tell you this, when that come up in your belly, you need to get up and just praise and let it all out. And that's when the breakthrough will come. That's when the breakthrough will come, when you let it all out. If you lay in the bed and don't say, I get up late and do it, no, it's too late then. Move when the Spirit say move it. Move, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Move when the Spirit say move. So we thank God for, you know, for the calls in to come in, hallelujah. And it is somebody getting ready to cut off. But I thank God for these calls that come in, and thank God for your support. And like I said, it encourages you to push on. Encourage you to push on. And I know because of it, and you know, because God had me praying and speaking the word, you know, over both calls, God is going to do what he say he's going to do. God is going to do it. It's an idea. And that's why I say you just praise and thank God for that. We praise God, and y'all continue to be blessed, because I know it's going to cut off on me in a little bit. But anyway, thank you again. Thank you, and thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your blessing, God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Ooh. And I'm still hearing right now financial blessings. So I speak that for both of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for it. We're just going to thank you for it, Jesus. We're just going to thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I guess I can keep running my mouth, or one of you want to keep running your mouth until it cut off and go, come on, in a little bit, got 10 seconds. But I thank God. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. And I pray, yeah, it done gone, oh, Lord, it done gone off, but ain't cut off. But I'm not going to try what I do in the other one. A lot of time I just go over, because, you know, we don't mind, but I don't know how my thing set up to do that. But thank God for both of you and all. And while I'm sitting here, I had got a couple texts from somebody else, but it ain't going to stay on but an hour. But I'm praying that just be in agreement with me that, you know, that by next month sometime, that God will let me go to the 2 hours, you know, and get people time that they accept once they get out. Because I see this thing does have the way to say Facebook and Twitter and whatever else that other thing is. So evidently Blog Talk, you know, puts it on there. But y'all just be encouraged and just have a blessed night, and thank you again. And we're going to say good night. Thank you, Lord.